In most workplaces, it would seem a little odd to hear a baby giggling in a daily meeting. But at the Arizona Department of Health Services, it's nothing to bat an eye at. ADHS has been allowing new moms to bring their newborns to work with them since 2001. It's part of the Infant at Work program, and now it's being expanded to many more state offices because of all the benefits to mom and to baby. So I went out to ADHS recently to find out how it all works, and I spoke with Dr. Kara Chris, the department's director. She said it actually started as a breastfeeding program so that moms could bring their newborns to work and not have to stop breastfeeding.
And then we noticed that there were a lot of public health benefits, but also workplace benefits. We saw a boost in morale. Moms returned back to work and stayed with us, especially if they were planning on having additional babies, because it's a great benefit. And then we decided to expand it to moms that weren't able to breastfeed or couldn't breastfeed, to dads, to foster parents, and to grandparents. So anybody who has legal custody or caretaker duties of the child can participate in this program.
So you did this, you said, with two of your children?
Right. So I have three children. I wasn't with the department for my first one, but my second two children both participated, my younger boy and my little girl. With my little girl, it actually helped me. So being on the employer side, we see so many benefits. But for me, I saw the benefits. My little one was my last one. And so I could have taken my full 12 to 15 weeks and been paid and stayed out. But I love my job. I love being here with my coworkers, and I think that it's a really important job. So I was able to return at about 5.5 weeks because I knew she was going to be with me. I could still come and do what I loved, but still be with her, get that bonding time. And I wouldn't have to be leaving her with, you know, at a daycare or childcare center. And I wouldn't have to leave work to go pick her up by the time daycare closed. You know, there's a lot of benefits with having them with you, and your coworkers get to know them. I mean, it really makes for more than just being at work.
Right, and it's been going on for quite some time now. So it's being expanded now, and you also are offering up sort of your own policies for other companies to look at and adopt?
Absolutely. So because it is such a great like workplace health strategy, we've actually got on our website, you can see our policies and procedures. It is actually a very structured program. So when the family member is considering bringing their baby at work, they have to talk to their supervisor. They have to get approval up the chain. They have to agree to a certain set of rules. You know, like no changing diapers in your office, that has to be done in the bathroom, the baby has to stay with mom or dad or grandparent at all times, and you know, they can't ride in state cars. So it's very structured with that. And so we've got our policies and procedures, our, you know, approval form, we've got resources to how to be a breastfeeding friendly site. And so a lot of different tools, and we're going to continue building on that because it's just one more strategy to being a healthy workplace.
Right. And when you have to leave a newborn at such a young age and put them into daycare to go back to work, and especially if you don't have 12 weeks, if you have 6 weeks or fewer, if you're working a part-time job, things like that, that can be tough and tough for the baby as well, right?
It is very tough. With my first baby, I did have to go back to work after 6 weeks, and that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. I mean, I did almost consider not going back, because you look at this little thing that's the most precious thing in your world, and you're like, I have to leave you, and somebody else is going to be tending to your cries and your needs and feeding you, and it's hard. And this program allows moms and dads to transition back into work without having to leave them. And our employees are our most precious resource. We can't do what we do without dedicated, motivated employees. And this is just one of the ways we show we care about them, we want them to have a work-life balance, and that they're important to us and their families are important to us.
So I also wanted to see how this really goes. How do you actually get work done when you have a newborn in your office? So I met up with Libby Puccio-Smith. She's the chief of the agency's workforce development, and she just returned from maternity leave about 3 weeks ago, and now she has a new office mate.
This is Beckham Smith. Yeah, are you talking to us?
How old is she?
She just turned 15 weeks.
Puccio-Smith took about 11 weeks of maternity leave, but then when I asked her if she could have imagined leaving Beckham with a daycare at the end of that time, she said, no way.
I truthfully can't. I knew that our agency had this program, so when I went out on my maternity leave, it was able to give me a sense of relief to not have to think about, oh my goodness, I have to be leaving her soon. And so knowing that she was going to still be able to continue to be with me made me feel much more at ease.
So describe for us this setup you have in your office here. This is impressive.
So I was able to bring a lot of the stuff that she needs and just set it up right here. So I have kind of my own little, you know, home away from home for her. So I do have a little crib set up where she can take her naps. I do have some of her toys and play mats so she can lay and play, and diapers, wipes, all of the things you need for babies that I bring with me and make sure that she has what she needs.
Is she your first?
She is my first, yeah.
Okay. So this is all brand new to begin with. So yes. How are you getting work done during the day? How does this work?
So, you know, it is something that is challenging. You know, being honest, you have to find that balance of, you know, getting your child what they need, but also making sure that you're still doing your job. And, you know, looking at what you have to do throughout the day and really planning around what their needs are versus what deadlines you may have to meet, you have to be good at multitasking, prioritizing, and then just being efficient with the time that you have, because you still have to make sure you do your job. And that's the bottom line, is this is a privilege for us to be able to do this. So I never want to have something come in the way from me being able to bring her. So I'm really conscious of making sure I get my things done, but also making sure she is still a happy baby.
So I want to talk a little bit about sort of the challenges that women normally face in this. You hear a lot about, you know, women having trouble having babies and coming back to their jobs. If it's just, this is a difficult transition, or if it's, you know, I can't devote the time I used to devote to my job, or if it's just a demanding workplace that isn't understanding in that way. This is usually something that sets women back in their careers, I think. Do you think this will affect you differently because you can bring her here?
I do. I feel like it's something that when I was on maternity leave, I knew that I had the ability to have her come with me. So I didn't have to have some of those same things that you were just thinking about. As a woman, I could still be like, okay, I get to be with my child and still observe some of the amazing milestones that she's having and have that time to continue to bond with her past, you know, just those 12 weeks that were allowed for maternity leave. So it really was something that made a difference for me to feel more comfortable being able to come back. And it gave me a little bit more time to really figure out what is the best situation for her. You know, what are we going to do for childcare? Having to make those decisions are big decisions, and you have so much change and so much going on in those first couple months that allowing to have a little bit more time to figure out some of those big decisions has made it a little easier for me.
So what about like meetings, things like that? How does that work?
So she goes to all of my meetings with me. She's another participant. You know, I like to say we put her to work. She, bless you. She will be just, you know, another person in the meeting. No one really bats an eye or flinches when you show up with a baby because of our environment. People will frequently see infants around, so it's not something abnormal.
Yeah, so you're smiling. Look at that. Yes. Oh my goodness, you're so cute. So is yours the most popular office in the building now?
It definitely is something that people love to come and say hello to her. And especially if you're just like up walking to the break room or going to the bathroom, you'll see people just stop and start smiling, kind of like you just did. You know, the baby smile is infectious and it really does brighten a lot of people's days. So people will frequently just pop in to see if they can catch a glimpse of her or say hello to her.
That was Libby Puccio-Smith and her daughter, Beckham, who's going to be able to come to work with her for the next 6 months as part of the state's Infants at Work program. The program is rolling out to many more Arizona government offices soon.